I found some of the 19th century jokes pretty funny.
Could you tell me one?
No, not on air.
This is KALW's Casey Miner speaking with Andrew Roth, a sound designer who recreates soundscapes that no longer exist. You can hear his most recent work at the Conservatory of Flowers in San Francisco. The exhibit is called Boomtown, and it's what San Francisco sounded like in the early 1850s, when the city was known as the Barbary Coast. Here's Casey.
Andrew Roth and I are in the front room of the Conservatory of Flowers. It's a kind of misty atrium filled with plants from all over the world. To get into the Boomtown show, which is about urban San Francisco in the 1850s, we have to walk by a 100-year-old giant philodendron that rises all the way to the ceiling. I also have to cover my microphone so it doesn't get rained on.
Usually by the end of each show, everything you see in this room is broken except for the sound. The trains stop running, the lighting's all dead. The cockroaches have eaten through something. All glue's fallen off, but the sound keeps going.
The sound. If you walk in and close your eyes, it's like entering a crowded party. There's clanking, people talking, laughing, music.
This show is definitely the most cacophonous of all the shows I've done.
It seems like everything we walk by makes some kind of sound. There's a wooden stall in the center of the room that does triple duty as a photo booth, music box, and brothel. More on that later. There's a model train running around a bunch of tiny buildings. A model ship filled with the yells of an imaginary crew.
Do you know what this sounds like through headphones?
Through headphones?
Yeah. Have you listened to just what it sounds like? Would you like to?
Sure. We're not really in front of any particular speaker right now, so we're getting the full messy mix. It actually doesn't sound too unlike an amusement park. But it's fun because you hear things like the seagulls stick out. And somehow you do get a feeling that it's older. You're hearing older music. It's mostly the music that really brings it alive. There's so much music in this exhibit. It's not all going on at once, but it does sound like it.
Circling the exhibit feels like walking from place to place in a city, except you're actually walking from speaker to speaker. There are about 24 of them placed around the room, so the different sounds come in and out of focus as you walk around. The little pockets of music are especially delightful. Hearing them feels like stumbling upon a tiny concert in an alleyway, like you've slipped into something tucked away.
Can you tell me what I'm listening to right there?
That's a man named Tim Twiss. On the East Coast, he plays a very old-style banjo. As you can tell, it doesn't sound like a bluegrassy banjo. It's a real gourd, strung with real catgut. So it's got and played in a very different style as well, so it's got a very mellow sound. And this is really what the banjo would have sounded like in the 1850s.
Catgut? Is that what you said?
Yeah, catgut. I think you have to order them from Europe now.
It's not easy to recreate the sounds of a bygone age. For one thing, you'll never really know if you got it right.
Basically, I try and do what I can with each sound, and then hopefully when you smush them all together in a mix, you get something that sounds just a little bit more original. I could have taken a bluegrass banjo, steel string, modern banjo, and taken just some old-timey sounding piano and all that, and it would have worked for the majority of the guests.
Not for everyone, though.
Actually, if you could record this. So, yeah, sorry. The melodeon in here, which is one of the first instruments I look for, is an 1852 melodeon restored by a guy who's incredibly historically accurate in his restorations. There's a whole subset of people, not a lot of them, and several of them are quite elderly, but their life is sort of dedicated to playing the right pieces in the right way, on the right instruments, made the right way.
Roth used a range of techniques to recreate the sounds of Boomtown. Lean into the central booth, and you can hear women laughing in a brothel. really museum staff drinking wine and telling 19th century jokes that Roth found online. Push a button near the entrance, and you can set off a really satisfying dynamite explosion.
All men clear out! She's gonna blow!
That's the sound of some other museum employees throwing furniture around an office. Circle the perimeter and you'll hear a Chinese musician, then sea shanties sung by local performers. The heave-hoing of a group of sailors bringing a ship into shore.
Hey, matey! Pull! Pull it! Pull!
There's sounds. I mean, just there's random stuff like the bank teller facade. There's counting money and gold, that, you know, bags of gold being thrown down on the bank teller window. Fiddle and guitar stuff that, again, like, I'm playing the guitar sometimes over here. There's actually a lot. It only pops up here and there, but around the room you'll hear sort of clunking and clanking. There's just a lot of ambient sounds, like people walking on boardwalks that were recorded at Muir Woods on the boardwalk there. And, you know, occasionally a church bell or that kind of stuff. It's more ambient stuff that's coming out of different places. There's also a brass band playing Civil War era brass instruments coming out of Union Square to give Union Square a little nice polish to it as opposed to the brothel. I think in a lot of the one reason why I'm attracted to the historical soundscapes too is to try and put yourself in another time and place in which you have things missing that you don't realize you hear in the present day. So an absence of 21st century sounds is important to me as well. So I need to get these sounds very clean, absent of planes going overhead and cars going by on the freeway next door and that kind of stuff, so that when I fix it all up, clean it up, mix it together, and you put the headphones on or whatever kind of exhibit setup you have, you can actually feel transported and not have it be sullied by 21st century sounds around you.
To do this, Roth sometimes drives hundreds of miles to other states to record exactly the right sound.
How long did it take you to design this exhibit?
You know, it's hard to say. It takes a few weeks of me just thinking about it in the shower. And then I start to just gather the sounds, think about what sounds I have in my big library, and then think about what are sort of the most unique sounds that I want to go out and get record, like the melodeon, for instance, or the banjo. I mean, these are things that are very specific. Oh.
In an instant, every one of those specific sounds disappears. We realize it's 4:30. The exhibit's closed for the day, and it has an off button.
For me, it's both peaceful and also kind of shows you what sound can do, as far as making the space feel different. Not just making it exciting or not exciting, but actually make it feel bigger or smaller or more interesting.
It's a physical change. I mean, it feels like a physical change.
Yeah, sound is cool.